Hey there, welcome to Flash Friday. This is just a little quick tip or motivation to get you inspired, something just really quick and easy to listen to on a Friday to get you ready to go and finish your week strong. So stay tuned and listen to what we have today. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel.
I want you to be okay with it being messy. I am by no means a perfectionist. And I honestly, when people tell me they're a perfectionist, I feel like it is a weakness, completely a weakness. Yes, you'll put out this amazing product. It'll be gorgeous. It'll be this, it'll be that. But when I hear that you're a perfectionist, it makes me think you're gonna take too long because you want it to be just right. You won't send out an email until it is like perfectly written. You won't post that thing on Instagram unless you know it's a great picture and you know you've got the right words and you know you've thought this out and all of that, right? Jenna Kutcher, she said when she went viral, that post she posted, she's like, I literally just pulled out my phone, whipped it out, done. Like, didn't think twice about it. And that happened to be the post that went viral. It wasn't her sitting at her computer, finding the perfect picture of her and her husband, the perfect thing to say about them, thought about it forever. It's just like, no, we just do things and they happen. So I really, really want you to think, if you have perfectionist tendencies, if it's you a little bit, that's okay. I want you to have high standards. I don't want you putting things out with typos and broken links and all of that. Not saying that I haven't done that before. It's happened. But I want you to be okay that if there's a broken link, there's a broken link. One time I got somebody to write me an email that said, I just went to this link in this email and it's not working. And she literally said, you've lost all credibility in my eyes. Guess what? You might be like, oh my goodness, this is so sad. I can't believe I lost her. And I'm thinking, anybody that writes an email like that to me, I don't want to have in my customer experience right now, right? I don't want to be serving them. They are not my ideal person. So I'm okay with sending something out if it's not exactly perfect, but my person doesn't care. And they like a little imperfection here and there, okay? I want you to go from being like this A+ student to like a B+ student, right? Like make sure, yes, give yourself that high standard. Really make it be something that you're proud of, but don't have it be perfect. Like send it out right before, because I think that's when it just takes too long. And feedback, that knowledge, you guys, is power. That knowledge of what's going on will help you. Now there is a fine line between like hurrying and doing something and spending like a year to do something, right? So we want to make sure we find that happy medium, but there's a happy medium. And you know in your gut if you need to put this thing out there finally. And maybe there's something right now you're thinking of, she's totally talking to me and I just need to do this. You don't need to finish it right this second, but you need to take the next step to get it to happen, okay? So if you're like trying to set this big fancy goal for next year and then reverse engineer it, but this is just so hard for you, like what can I possibly get done? I still want you to be taking these baby steps of, okay, where am I at right this second? What's my first step? What's my second step? What's my third step? How can I just keep moving the ball rolling so that you're not just sitting here standing still? Because trust me, you do not want to be sitting here a year later going, I still haven't done that thing I wanted to do, right? There are some things that are on my list that I'm like, why am I pushing this back? Why am I holding off on this? Maybe it's just not a good decision right now. Maybe it's not the best use of my time, and that's okay. But when there's something and I'm like, there's more to it than that. Something's going on here or something's off. You kind of need to observe a little bit and figure that out.
Thanks for listening. And if you need to find a few ways, maybe 10 ways, to get more of your dream clients as quick as possible, make sure to go get my free download, bit.ly/dreamclientsdownload. Again, that's bit.ly/dreamclientsdownload. And check out how you can get 10 different ways to get clients like today. All right, see you soon.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.